Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Dr. Mordechai Kedar is a former IDF intelligence officer. We wanted to ask him about the potential ceasefire, what the details are around it, how does this play out, and how far are we from achieving this goal? A very good morning once again. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing today?
Thank God. So far, so good.
Good.
Good morning to you.
Is Hamas genuinely interested in a complete cessation of the war, or is this just something that they are using as a way to?
No. Their goal is to continue controlling the Gaza Strip,
right?
To continue to have the military power which they have, and to return to the point of the 7th of October, 2023, when they were the masters of the place, even the ability to attack us again. This is what they want. This is their jihad. This is their mindset. This is their goals. And everything else is only interim things which they can achieve. But the main idea is to liberate the whole Palestine from the river to the sea. After they succeed to remain as a fighting power and a government in Gaza.
Just looking around them at what's happened in Gaza, the number of deaths, the total destruction, the fact that most of a good percentage of the tunnels, their weapons have all been destroyed, how do they really think that they can continue to control the region?
Well, first of all, not the whole Gaza is total destruction. Israel did not touch until this very minute the main central part of the city of Gaza. We didn't attack this part of the city because we suspect that the hostages are being held there.
Wow.
And okay. Since we don't want to collapse the buildings on their heads, we, so far, Israel did not bomb, did not do anything. Only what you see is coming from the parts of Gaza which Israel attacked. But they don't show the parts which Israel did not attack. This is one thing. Second thing, Hamas still controls the areas where it is, thanks to the fact that they can recruit more and more people and to replace those who got killed. And how do they recruit people? By the food which Israel allows in the humanitarian aid. They distribute or they give the food in return to recruitment. Means if you want to get food from us, you come to our ranks and you join us in the war. And this is how they continue to rebuild their power, even though Israel hits their combatants time and again.
So why would Israel, just as a matter of interest, why would Israel not flood Gaza with aid, with food, with as much as people would require? Surely then it would remove the most powerful tool that Hamas has, which is control of this food.
The world history does not know any other case that a country which fights against other region or country or whatever feeds them and drenches them and gives them electricity, internet, and medical treatment. Does Russia?
No, I'm not suggesting that Israel. I didn't say that Israel is obligated. I didn't say that Israel has a responsibility. That's a separate conversation. I'm talking tactically. If the power that Hamas holds is with regard to aid, then by flooding Gaza with food No matter who pays for it, who sends it, that doesn't matter. That's a separate issue. No matter who sends it, if the Gazans are able to access as much as they want, doesn't that remove the one power that Hamas has?
No. Hamas actually takes over the trucks which bring the food to Gaza. And although it should have been distributed for free, Hamas is selling these products for very high prices. And this is another source of income for Hamas. And this is how they can function as a governing organ. Israel doesn't distribute the food because we don't want to put our soldiers in danger that somebody who comes to take a food will kill the soldier. That's not what we want. We are an army. We are not a humanitarian aid organization. This is the problem, that Hamas is actually taking all the trucks which carry the food and sells them to the people. And this is how they become more and stronger.
Right.
In spite of the war which is against them.
Before I let you go, because it is 8:30, how much chance do you think this particular ceasefire has of succeeding?
I do think that this agreement will be fulfilled, mainly because Hamas will still hold to at least 10 Israeli hostages who are alive. And this is the problem, that Israel, although it is wanted, Israel did not insist on releasing all of them en bloc, because they knew that this demand will blow up the whole agreement, because Hamas cannot agree to such a thing, because the hostages are their insurance policy, that Israel will not bomb them altogether. Only because Israel is too sensitive for the hostages.
Which is certainly a real concern. Dr. Mordechai Kedar, thank you as always, former IDF intelligence officer. It is 8:31. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.